Right, that's pretty. What do you call this here, the light fixture?
Chandelier.
Okay. And that chair there, that I bet you can lean back in that.
What yeah, that's an easy chair, but I think that, yeah, that's easy.
Easy chair.
This is what they gave me when I left the post office about 26, 27 years ago.
Yeah. That's, what do you call that chair?
That's easy rocker.
Easy rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the piece of furniture you put your clothes in the bedroom, you have a name for that? Has drawers in it?
Well, I got a two-seater robe.
Cedar robe?
Cedar robe. A 30-seater robe. And I have a big old armor. I sold that to Mr. Creel's son.
Yeah.
It's one of them high armors, you know.
Yeah.
You see, in those days, you had to deal your ceilings high.
Uh-huh. Why that?
You had antiques. Not antiques. You had high furniture. You see, people used to use mosquito balls. You don't know what, you never slept under one, I imagine you have.
Uh-huh. What was that?
Well, that's a keister on top of your bed. And you had a mosquito ball fastened there, and the wife or children would get up underneath the mosquito ball. See, crazy people in Stone Age, they didn't use brains enough to put screens to the windows. And the type of furniture they were making didn't make no old furniture. You had to make it where you put a mosquito ball up there to keep the children and the wife from getting bit by mosquitoes.
It came down over the bed?
Come down over the bed. Now, what's the reason you couldn't see different? And say, why about making some old furniture and make your ceiling low?
Yeah.
See, well, you couldn't buy low furniture. It had to be high. You couldn't break the ceiling of your house low. Couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that Stone Age is something else.
Stone Age? why'd you put the thing up? Why'd the bed have to be so high for the mosquito ball? Any reason?
Because how you gonna protect the children and the family from mosquitoes?
Oh, I see. You had to have it high because nobody wanted a low bed like that.
You'd be hitting the top of the thing and get up straight up in the bed.
Yeah.
It'd be way up there. My sister's got a bed that's fine front of you too. Her house is 9 foot and a half.
What's your house? How many foot is yours?
Mine's about 9.
9?
You see, you could save a foot and a half all the way around. Make your ceiling 8 foot. But you couldn't make it then, the beds were high. And you didn't have sense enough to put screens at the window.
Yeah. Now, all the stuff in this house, did you get it all from, where did you get all this? I mean, all the fixings in this house would be called?
Barter locally.
Yeah. It's called a, what was the name for it? All the stuff in the house. Do you have a name for it?
Well, that's, you know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about collectively, all of it put together. You call the furnishing in the house, you call it the what?
You mean the